as VOA News of the Year event, across the globe, more than 531,000 people have lost their lives to COVID-19. The number of infections continues to surge, especially in the United States and Brazil. The U.S. has more than 2.8 million confirmed infections, Brazil more than 1.5 million. Together, these two nations make more than a third of the worldwide figure of 11.2 million cases. Sunday, Iranian health authorities announced 163 new deaths due to COVID-19. It's the country's highest official one-day death toll since the outbreak began in February. The previous record of 162 deaths was announced Monday in the Islamic Republic, which has been battling the Middle East's deadliest outbreak of the novel coronavirus. The new deaths bring the toll in Iran to 11,571, according to the health ministry. The rising trajectory has prompted the government to make the wearing of masks mandatory in enclosed public spaces in an effort to combat the spread. And Ghana's president has gone into self-isolation for 2 weeks as a precautionary measure, despite testing negative for the virus. This after one of his contacts was confirmed to have the illness. Ghana's president will be working from the presidential villa in Accra, which is the capital of the West African nation. Ghana has reported more than 19,300 cases of the new respiratory disease and 117 deaths. Nevertheless, it has lifted its strict lockdown, although social distancing measures remain in place. Since the pandemic erupted, a number of senior political figures worldwide have caught the disease, including British Prime Minister Boris Johnson, who was hospitalized and has now recovered. Senegal's President Macky Sall also went into preventative quarantine last month despite testing negative. This is VOA News. Visitors to India's Taj Mahal will have to wear masks at all times and keep their distance when the 17th century monument reopens Monday after a three-month COVID-19 shutdown. 5,000 tourists will be allowed in a day, split into two groups. It's a long way from peak levels of 80,000 visitors a day in the past. On Sunday, the health ministry recorded a record single-day spike of 24,850 new cases and more than 600 deaths, pushing the overall case tally to over 673,000 and closing in on Russia, the third most affected country globally. But the government has been lifting a vast lockdown of India's 1.3 billion people that has left tens of thousands without work and shuttered businesses. While international flights remain suspended, domestic travel has been opened up, and the government is hoping visitors will start to trickle back to some popular destinations. Croatians went to the polls Sunday amid the economic fallout of the coronavirus pandemic. The tight race pits ruling conservatives against leftist rivals and a new nationalist party on the rise. The pandemic has put Croatia's tourism-dependent economy on course for a contraction of nearly 10%, its steepest decline in decades, even as the country's own health situation has remained stable. The ruling conservative HDZ party, which has led the Adriatic country for most of its independence, has been touting its relative success in containing the outbreak thus far, with an official tally of roughly 110 deaths and 3,000 infections. But a fresh rise of cases in recent weeks, with dozens reported daily, has renewed fears over the health situation, giving the opposition some fire. Polls put the incumbent party and a left-leaning coalition in a close contest. A populist right-wing folk singer-turned-politician is expected to turn out voters, too. A pair of rocket attacks targeted American diplomatic and military installations overnight, this according to Iraq's security forces Sunday. Since October, U.S. diplomats and troops across Iraq have been targeted by around three dozen missile attacks, which Washington blames on pro-Iranian armed factions. In late June, in the first move of its kind, elite Iraqi troops arrested more than a dozen Tehran-backed fighters who were allegedly planning a new attack on Baghdad's Green Zone, home to the U.S. and other foreign embassies. These arrests were an attempt to dissuade further attacks. The Sunday rockets hit just hours after the U.S. embassy tested a new rocket defense system, according to a senior Iraqi security force.